You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Listen, we have a good time doing what we do, and I appreciate, by the way, we get so much feedback that drops in. Just a minute ago, I had a text from a local doctor. Thank you, sir, for listening to the show, who was just affirming that he believes the psychosocial aspects of what's happening during the pandemic have to be addressed, and glad that we've done the last hour on that. Just had another David just texted me, and just affirming that there were people in his life that, like Ralph Keel, kind of had a touch moment on mine that had a game changing aspect to it. He had folks that sort of spoke into his life when he was young too, and it's like that. I mean, folks, I'm just telling you, the reason why I felt like this is important is it just occurred to me last night at that Young Life banquet that Charlene and I went to how important it is that we've got to get back to the full-on aspects of society, of being back together, of doing things. It's like I talked about yesterday, that kid, bless his heart, or her heart, whatever, Alex is the person's name, who wrote the piece in Crimson White newspaper for the University of Alabama, just begging the university to shut down the football games in Bryant-Denny, or at the very least, to mandate vaccines and masking for the games. And I'm thinking, you missed the whole point. The people are showing up for the games because they're so ready to be together and cheer for their team. That's the aspect of society that creates mental health in many ways. I'm beyond it. But I know many of you are too. And the truth be told, we live in a freer state than some people do. And it is time to get out there and see each other and to do the things that we do. And if you want to take certain precautions, then I encourage you to do so. Make yourself feel a little more comfortable. If a mask makes you feel more comfortable, if getting the vaccine makes you feel more comfortable, there's not many other things you can do that are going to make you more comfortable aside from staying at home, which in and of itself is not always good for you. So get out there and see the world. So that being said, I saw this story. You know, here we are. I think we need to give Mayor Tony Kennan in Orange Beach an award. But because that guy has been constantly kind of on the forefront of being a mayor of a town and saying, you know what, not on my watch. He's been saying that kind of thing a lot. Look him up and you'll find stuff about Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan, about how he's saying things like, look, if I got to go down, I'll go down, but I'm going to go down fighting. And you know, don't ask me to wear a mask all the time because I'm outside on the beach. What difference does it make? But he, this thing happened. And talk about being social. So the Shrimp Festival, the Alabama Shrimp Festival, is one of the largest of its type in the nation, and it's one of Alabama's biggest tourist attractions. It's a big, big deal to the local economy. So let me say this. When we talk about the psychosocial aspects of the pandemic and people social distancing, just understand when you continue to hold out on fear, you also have impacts on other things. The trickle-down effect is if you don't get back out and work, if you don't get back out and volunteer, if you don't get back out and do the things that our society has always done, you wind up impacting other things like, for instance, the economy in this case. So the Shrimp Festival was canceled. The National Shrimp Festival just canceled a few weeks ago. They just said, you know, we've had too many people that are our volunteers that have expressed concern. And where's that part where they just said, here it is. The cancellation was made official in early September at a time when there were more than 40 COVID-related deaths in the county, 40 in the county. But it said volunteers at the time were backing out or were expressing concerns about participating. So they were expressing concerns, so they canceled one of the biggest tourist moments, one of the biggest economic drivers of this time of year for that part of the state. Just canceled it. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan, he said, you know what? That affects us too. That might have been Gulf Shores, but we're right next door in Orange Beach, and that impacts us. That's people who would have stayed in our hotels, eaten in our restaurants, done all the things that we do. We had other stuff set up to kind of be in collaboration with that event. And so what did he do? He said, enough of this. And he went out and he said, we're doing the Freedom Festival. Now, he gave it that name for a reason. The Freedom Festival is Orange Beach's one-day answer to this year's cancellation. So this weekend, by the way, and this is not like, they didn't solicit me to give this as an ad. I'm just telling you what's on AL.com right now. Freedom Fest is happening this weekend. It's a one-day event, but it's filled up with concerts. Here's where it is. He describes it right here. He said they're going to have the inaugural event at the Wharf Entertainment Complex. It's going to be an annual event from here on. He said they're going to have car shows in the works. They've got different kinds of venues planned. They want to have it be community-wide next year. But they're right now, they're already planning on multiple concerts. They've got multiple food vendors. They've got everything laid on to make it an event that you're going to want to be a part of. But what I really like is this is one community watching the other community shut itself down out of fear. And this community saying, well, your fear impacts us. So we're getting back out there and we're doing stuff. And if you don't think you have volunteers, guess what? We do. We're going to do the Freedom Fest. And I believe this is going to wind up taking off. And it even says on here, it's hard. They said that they canceled the Shrimp Festival because, quote, it's hard to socially distance at an event that is non-gated and non-ticketed. People, it's time. It's time to get back out. It's an outdoor event. It's time. If you're concerned, put on your mask. If you're real concerned, just stay home. But canceling events and shutting down the economy is no longer the answer. We cannot continue going down that road. And this is one of the biggest events in the state. It's a huge economic driver, and they canceled it in large part because of fear. No, the only reason they canceled it is because of fear. That's the only reason they canceled it, because of fear. All right, there you go. So what I'm saying is this. When you have a situation where people have been mandated to socially distance, and they become indoctrinated to social distancing, and then they don't know what to do anymore because they've been told to be fearful, fearful, fearful. They lose that sense of community. It affects their psychosocial capabilities and their mental health. It winds up having another impact on society, like things like shutting down one of the largest economic drivers in an entire season. And that's got to stop, people. It's just got to stop. It's time to get back out and do the thing, all right? And you heard what Captain Charlie Plum said. Years in solitary confinement, being in there with guys like Jeremiah Denton and others in the Hanoi Hilton. And he literally said that he felt isolated, he felt alone, he felt guilty because he didn't know if the torture he'd endured really ranked the fact that he felt like he had given in to the enemy. And then when he finally made contact, he was told, buck up, you're going to be fine. We're forming a mission here. We are still soldiers. We're going to do the thing. We're going on the offense. And he looked around and he thought, on the offense? I'm in a prison cell. And they said, no, we're going on the offense. And he said that sense of mission and that form of solidarity of joining with others, that changed his entire perspective. Changed his entire perspective. And it does. And that's where we are. You got to be there, folks. You've got to do it. You got to do it. All right, listen, we're going to take that short break we take right now. When we come back, I'm going to switch the subject on you. We got plenty to talk about right now. Had a presser just a little while ago. President Biden went to the microphone to talk about jobs. And then he said what he wanted to say, and he blamed it on things that didn't make sense. And guess what he did? He turned around and walked away without taking a single question. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Well, I'm going to tell you what's happening with the jobs report that just came out. How's that impact your state? How does your state rank with other states? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll unpack all that right after this. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm is so cool. I'll be out there again tomorrow for a wedding, as a matter of fact. That place is beautiful. It's like an oasis in North Alabama. But it is known across the entire Southeast as one of the best wing shooting destinations around. They got hundreds of acres, manicured grounds. They got the guides, the guns, the dogs. If you like to shoot pheasant or quail, that's the place to go. I mean, that's where Donald Trump Jr. came and stayed overnight to go hunting just last year. And I'm telling you, folks, it's a big deal. They were featured in Garden and Gun magazine as a great destination site. You can do corporate retreats there. You can just have a good dinner there. Or you can go to do your wedding there. Or for that matter, take a day and do a little hunting. Folks, it's so worth checking out. Their website's very cool. Go look at it, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. It's OtterCreekFarmstead.com. All right, back from the break. Time right now, 3:21. I see I got Harry on line 5. Hey, Harry from Phil Williams here. What's on your mind?
Hello, this is Harry. I'm a right-side ruffian.
Yes, sir.
My wife and I listen to your show every afternoon, and I recall a famous quote about 60, 70 years ago, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Harry. Hey, thanks for you and your wife being right-side ruffians, by the way, over there in Athens. But you're right. That was one of my favorites. Winston Churchill, I believe, said that at a time when they were literally under the gun.
FDR.
Oh, was it FDR?
Yes.
Well, then, my fault. I was thinking that was a Winston Churchill quote, but either way, it still resonates pretty well, doesn't it?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Well, Harry, thanks for the call, man. You guys have a great day. Appreciate you being in the audience. All right, folks, listen, going to switch gears on you here. Had a jobs report that came out today. Not a good one. Not a good one at all. All right, the U.S. economy was expected to go robustly. You know, things are great right now, don't you? I mean, it's wonderful right now what Biden is doing for the economy. Isn't it wonderful? Not so much. They expected to add upwards of 500,000 jobs in this job report. What did they come out with? Less than 200,000. So while they were adding jobs, that's a positive, but it was nowhere near what they expected nor what they needed. And what we're seeing right now is that a very stagnant workforce, people that are not wanting to return to work. In the middle of it all, though, if you get down to it, in the middle of it all, the level of instability that we're seeing in the workforce right now is in part caused by the Biden administration's own policies. I mean, think about it. We need people to go back to work. You've got to get back out there and do the thing. And yet, I'm going to have you terminated if you don't get the shot that I say you have to get. So you're going to basically force vaccinations on people or they lose their jobs, both federal employment and military employment and civilian employment. But yet you wonder why the job market is so unstable right now. Well, you know what's interesting? He doesn't seem to get that. Copper, I know you got clip one ready. So here's the deal. President Biden said this yesterday, and I want you to hear this. This is where he talks about the fact that his vaccinations are more important than your job. Go ahead.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story. I've spoken with Scott Kirby, CEO of United Airlines, who's here today. United went from 59% of their employees to 99% of their employees in less than 2 months after implementing the requirement. 99%. These requirements work.
So go ahead and stop there. So let's just clarify what he just said. In fact, I don't have to clarify it. Let me repeat to you what he just said. The President of the United States just said, when you hear the reports of the mass firings and the terminations from jobs, just remember what the more important story is. United got more of its people vaccinated. Did you hear that? So the President of the United States has policies that literally are driving people out of work, and then he wonders why people aren't at work. And then he says, but the bigger picture for him, though, is that he's going to wind up claiming victory as long as there's more vaccinations. It doesn't matter. As long as I get more vaccinations. It's like COVID mania has taken over, and he's and Copper, just jump on the microphone before you type that book to me. Just go ahead and just tell me what you're thinking.
So is he going to continue an eviction moratorium for the people who are now out of jobs and can't pay their rent due to his mandates, or does empathy not extend to them?
Classic question. Very cogent analysis on your part. So yeah, the bottom line is I don't know. What's he going to do? I mean, is he going to extend jobless benefits and give them reasons not to ever go back to work to anyone? I don't know. Is he going to extend the eviction moratorium so that, hey, I put you out of work. Sorry for your luck. Yeah, good luck paying the bills. In the meantime, I won't make you pay the rent. Never mind the fact that the landlord who has a mortgage on the property can't pay the mortgage, and then it goes into foreclosure, and then you get kicked out of your house because the house has changed ownership. I mean, does he not even understand trickle-down economics works in both directions, all right? I know I just had some liberals just almost come apart when I said the words trickle-down economics. But the end result here is that trickle-down economics is real, and it goes in both directions. You can hose people from the top down, and you can raise people up. So I'm just telling you, people, this is a bad situation. So the U.S. economy added these jobs, some, in September. Now, the Biden administration wants you to believe that, truthfully, there's no way this is anything except the fact that it was a bad report coming at a very difficult time when COVID was running rampant around the nation. Well, all right, well, so the September job growth misses the expectations by more than half, but it's all COVID. It's going to, you know, we're going to find a better report. Well, the September jobs figures that the government reported on said that they fell short of the $500,000 gain they were looking for. But what they're finding also is that many workers are still reluctant to even join the workforce. This was the slowest job creation this year. After gains of 366,000 in August, it dropped to 294,000 in September. Economic research director at one group called the Indeed Hiring Lab, a guy named Nick Bunker, says in a report that I'm looking at from Fox Business, he says this is a deflating report. The hope was that August was an anomaly, but the fact is that it went well into September. And then he goes on, with the report goes on to talk about the fact that the demand for workers is strong. There's over 11 million, expected to be 11 million vacancies in the workforce right now, and they can't fill them. 11 million vacancies, and they only created 194,000 jobs. That's a fraction, folks. And so what we're looking at here is a jobs report that is dire, and it's difficult. But it means, too, that you got to also look at the fact that coming up soon, we're going to find out, because some of the states, they hung on. They hung on. Got to have that extended unemployment. Well, the liberal states who have hung on to that are the ones who are dragging down the overall picture. I'm looking at a map right now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it's one of those interactive maps where you can kind of run across the board and see who's got what. State unemployment rates. Alabama, looking good, 3.1%, one of the lowest in the nation. And to be at 3.1% is awesome. But then you look out there, let's find out what are those blue states doing? Oh, they're horrible. California, New York, in excess of 7% unemployment, more than twice Alabama. And yet they want to put us on their no-fly zones for people to go do business because we're just mean, awful, and right-wing. People, I'm going to tell you, it's a crock. Liberal policies are crushing the unemployment rates around the nation. All right, folks, more on this. I'm going to unpack some of this stuff and play some more audio clips. We're going to dissect what's happening with jobs because Alabama, we are leading the pack in that regard. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you real quick about my friends over at etaxbreaks.com. etaxbreaks.com. Those folks do an amazing job. 23 years of experience. All they do, like their passion in life, is finding your business money you didn't know you qualified for. That's a big, hairy deal, y'all. I mean, literally, there's their job is they go out there and they find the way you run your business and compare it to the over 3,000 programs that exist around the nation, and they come back with a whole list of, like, you know, tax credits, tax incentives, grants, things you qualify for that you didn't even know were out there. Just for simple things like who'd you hire and where did you put your business and did you keep yourself open during the pandemic, just stuff like that. And in July alone, they found over $7 million. August alone, they found $7 million for their clients in 1 month, and they only get paid if they find you money. That's pretty cool. Check them out. You can just find out if you qualify. Just go to their website. They have a special website just for our listeners, etaxbreaks.com/rightside, etaxbreaks.com/rightside. All right, listen, we're going to keep on with this jobs thing, all right? This is a big honking deal right here. So Steve Forbes did an interview on Fox News. I believe he was interviewing with who was that? Harris Faulkner, I think. Copper, you got clip five ready? Yeah, I see you got it ready. Okay, listen, clip five, Steve Forbes. It's government policies that are suppressing the jobs. Go ahead and play the clip, Copper.
Steve, this feels like we are running around in circles. What is the president trying to do?
The president's trying to have it all ways. His whole thing on vaccines is very confusing. People don't like the coercion part of it, and it is leading to people getting fired. Here we have health workers being laid off at a time when there's a shortage of them. Airlines, same thing. And so the Delta variant, that hurt in September, and this vaccine mandate's also going to hurt. What comes out of this jobs report is what's amazing is how the economy is just raring to go if these artificial barriers are removed. If you look at the household survey, which better hits small businesses, hitting what small businesses are doing, the job creation was actually 526,000. The big decline in jobs came not in the private sector, which was up over 300,000 in September, revised another up 100,000 for July and August. The big fall off was in government workers. That is especially in the schools with these crazy mandates, people confused about what they can and cannot do. So these are government inflicted report, not something about the natural health of the economy, which would heal quickly if certain things were not stupidly done. Be blunt about it.
There you go. So I thought one of the most interesting things about that entire clip, aside from the fact that Steve Forbes is saying that government policies are really the fault of this jobs report right now, what he's also pointing out is that one of the big drops in the overall list of categories that they study to see, you know, what jobs are trending up, trending down. And the job report indicates that one of the big losses has been in government employees. Government employees. The guaranteed government paycheck. Well, why are people suddenly divesting themselves of government employment? It's not natural attrition. What we're looking at here is the massive amount of government employees that do not want to have to go through the vaccination process that is being mandated upon them by the executive branch. And so they're leaving their jobs rather than having to get a vaccine. That's a pretty serious thing when you think about the fact that they are willing to leave the guaranteed government paycheck and the benefits and potentially the retirement, or maybe they're retiring early and now you can't replace them. And they take their institutional knowledge with them. And so here we are, government workers are one of the big downtrends in the jobs report. We already came in at less than half of the expectation. And yet what we're seeing here too is, daggum, it appears to be government policies that are forcing government workers to leave their jobs in record numbers. So I'm just, wow. Copper, what are you saying? Go ahead and grab the mic and say it. It's pretty funny.
I'm telling you, even North Korea and China know how to reward their cronies. Nobody's going to want to work for the government and be their cronies if the government's just going to throw you out.
We are facing a lack of cronies at this point. We are running low on cronies because we've run them all off. But you know what? Your point's taken. So, all right, listen. Let me go to another expert, all right? Not just Phil talking here. Let's go to Trump Labor Secretary Scalia. Clip three, Copper. I see you've got it ready. I'm going to skip ahead. I'm going to skip two and go to three. So Trump Labor Secretary Scalia, he's looking at what I was saying earlier, that blue states are the ones that seem to be dragging it all down. Play clip three.
We know that September is when the Delta virus was peaking, and that has the combined effect of causing some consumers to go out less and also some worker hesitancy, too. So those were factors, but they were baked into the expectations. We still fell short. So, it's a disappointing report. But I do want to emphasize this, Neil, and we've talked about it before. The picture varies enormously state by state. And we know, for example, that New York and California have unemployment up at around 7.5%. New York has lost about 8% of its jobs since February 2020 when the virus hit us. So it's having a really hard time putting people back to work. So is California. That's why we see developments like on your last segment, Tesla going to Texas. There's a lot of churn in the economy. That's part of what's going on as well.
So, So there you have it. And one of the things that was very interesting, there's a piece that he said and he kept moving, but I caught when I was getting ready for today's show. People, the president himself came out today and said, this was just an example of, you know, we were right in the middle of the Delta variant and it was really bad and it was hard to go back to work. But what the Labor Secretary Scalia just said, who should know something about this, he literally said, no, the COVID factors were baked into the report. They were baked into the expectations. It wasn't that they happened and we didn't see it happening. Everybody knew we were in the Delta variant. Everybody knew that COVID was still around. When they went with the expectations of half million jobs added, they literally had that baked into the predictions, and they still didn't meet the predictions, which indicates clearly that what's happening is other government policies that are being put in place and the instability caused in the job market by Biden's policies are ransacking the ability to get the nation back to work. And the blue states are even worse because the blue states like California and New York that are more than twice the unemployment rate of Alabama have still been giving out this unemployment compensation, the enhanced, they're paying people to stay at home basically. And that all just ended finally. But those two states right there are among some of the biggest drags on the overall jobs reports because they are crushing the soul of the workforce in those states by adding massive state regulatory burdens on top of the federal governments. And that's just got to stop. I got a caller on line one. I'll go ahead and take that real quick. Keith from Huntsville. Hey, Keith, Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil. Enjoy the show. I just had a question about the government jobs falling off, and if does it have anything to do, or when is it going to happen with us leaving our 20-year war? When are those missile defense jobs in Huntsville going to leave?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't know that I can answer it directly. I will say this: some of those are legacy projects that are going to continue to ongo. I mean, when we have weapon systems developments, unless they actually cut, future projections for weapon systems, I would say that that's going to continue. Now, where you may see, though, is as the morale of the green suiters out at Redstone and other places in the military drops off because they recognize the way the Biden administration is running things like Afghanistan. Some folks are getting out because they don't want to be in a military that enacts policies like that. What are you saying, right. Keith? Are you a government worker yourself out there at Redstone?
No, I'm not. I do have family that is a part of it, but no, I'm not.
Yeah, right now, I would expect
when that's going to happen, or you know, how does it happen?
Yeah, right now, there's different line items, obviously, in the federal budget. Those that deal with weapons procurement, a lot of those are a matter of contract, and the ongoing contracts are going to stay in place. Some of those things are going to change as needs and technology changes. But I would dare say that most of what's happening at Redstone is going to continue. Where I'm more concerned is when I see things like some of the brigade combat teams out at the fighting force, as morale drops and people don't enlist or they get out early, that's where you're going to see a problem. And when you start seeing readiness drop off because of personnel losses, that's a big, big deal. Hey, Keith, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. And stay in the audience. We like having you around. All right, folks, listen, we are up against that short break. Going to take that. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play a little something by probably Maria Bartiromo to sort of wrap up this issue of jobs and talk about what's happening. But folks, it's really telling when the president knows he has to come out and address the public. And when he does, he speaks his mind, says a few things that don't make sense, tells you why vaccines are more important than your job, and turns around and walks away from the podium without even taking a single question. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, got to tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions is pretty cool. I mean, we're talking about jobs right now. Perfect segue for them. ZLA Solutions is one of the best in the state at putting people back to work. And they do a great, great job at it. So ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, they've got plenty of them posted right now across North Alabama. Just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need help with the recruiting or the background checks or the drug testing or whatever, that's what they do. They can do all of that for you. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, doesn't matter. Just check them out, ZLAUSA.com. At ZLA Solutions, they like to say, we don't just make it, we make it better. And it's pretty cool, but they put people to work all the time. ZLAUSA.com is their website, ZLA Solutions. Just check them out. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, I was sitting here just responding to emails during the break. I had two, by the way. One who told me he's about to lose his job as a federal contractor. Another one told me he's facing possible termination because they didn't want to take the vaccine. And one of them was asking me, by the way, in terms of the social distancing aspect of what we just talked about in the first hour of the show, asking what church do we go to? And I told him we go to the Church of the Highlands. That's my church. We've been involved for over a decade there. And anyway, just encouraging folks to get involved. And he was saying he wants to reconnect with his church too. So thank you all for your emails and keep them coming. Hey, listen, so back on the question of jobs. All right, back on the question of jobs. So you've got clip two ready? You do. Okay, good. So looking at a story right now here off of PM Magazine. All right, PM Magazine breaking news as of today about the dismal job reports. You know, there's statements that were made by Joe Biden today where he was trying to say, and here's a quote. He says, remember, today's report is based on a survey that was taken during the week of September the 13th, not today. Basically, he was panicking because this jobs report is everything they said it was not going to be. And he's trying to say that back then during September, mid-September, COVID cases were high and therefore people weren't going back to work. And that's the reason why. But it comes a day after, just a day after that he spoke with praise about his vaccination mandates for businesses with more than 100 employees, which has led to many employees getting vaccinated, but also to many of them being terminated or quitting their jobs in protest. And he said on Thursday, the nation's current economic problems are a result of there being too many people who are not yet vaccinated. That's jackwagon thinking right there. I don't know if he comes out and just reads the talking points on the teleprompter or if he really believes this stuff. But he went on to just pump up his massive spending plans, including the extension of unemployment benefits and rent assistance and other payouts, and suggesting again the U.S. may have to spend more to get it fixed. Well, I got news. This jobs report's failure is a failure. Maria Bartiromo said it very well. Play clip two, Copper.
How can that be when there are 11 million jobs open today?
Well, unfortunately, there are 11 million jobs, but employers can't get the people to come back to work to take the jobs. So you can have all the jobs in the world, but if an employer actually can't find that skilled person to put in that job, you're out of a job and you're out of a person getting that job. So that's why I'm focusing on this labor participation rate. It sounds complicated. It's not. 61% of those people are actually participating. That means they're either looking for a job or they're in the workforce right now. Now, this is the number that sticks out to you in this report because it underlines the negative impact of all of that stimulus being thrown at people. Even though the unemployment extended benefits went away, they're still saying, I'm not ready to go back to work. I've got enough money and I'm expecting more money to come at me, creating this welfare state. Not good.
Not good at all. The welfare state has created the inability to get people to come back to work, especially in states like California and New York that are twice the unemployment rate of Alabama. You're seeing literally record numbers of people not participating in the workforce. And when she said not participating, she literally said there's 39 to 40% of the potential workforce that has chosen not to participate. And by participating, what she means is they are either employed now or seeking employment actively. 39 to 40% of the potential workforce is not even participating. 11 million jobs are vacant right now and exist. but 39 to 40% of the potential workforce has chosen not to even participate at this point. Why? Because they don't have to. Because they're being given these child tax credit payments that come to their house every month. Because they've been given enhanced unemployment compensation that pays them more just to stay at home. Because they know they don't have to pay the rent because the eviction moratorium was in place for a year. Because they know that they've got stimulus checks dropping in their laps. They've got more money just being handed to them for no reason than they've ever had in their entire lives. Why go back to work is what the attitude of many people is. And yet the business owners, the ones who actually drive the economy by hiring people and putting them to work, they're struggling to find people to engage the processes. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is firing people, well-qualified people. Can you imagine what it takes for a hospital to replace nurses and doctors and other medical practitioners? I mean, just a phlebotomist or somebody else who has to have a skill set that is not just a walk-off-the-street skill set. That's a big deal, y'all. How about out at NASA or out at other defense contracting firms out on the arsenal? You know what it takes to find people that are qualified program managers? You know what it takes to find people that are qualified with a military background to be able to speak the language of the DOD? You know what it takes to find somebody who knows how to balance the budget, move the project forward, and also do some of the technical aspects of it? Do you know what it takes to find those engineers? You know what it takes to find those other experts that do the things they do? Well, guess what? If they don't want to get the vaccine, they're gone. How about the green suiters? How about all you folks at Redstone right now and other folks in our military all around our state and nation who serve us with everything you've got, and then you're told, oh, by the way, you're going to get that shot or you're going to take it to the house. Take off the boots and leave. That's a measure of ingratitude that we have never seen. Folks, listen, more where that came from, but I'm going to go ahead and hang that topic up for a little while. That jobs report is just a classic indication that Biden's policies are not working. We come back, though, I want to spend a little time maybe talking about this with a friend who may be calling in a minute. And if we get past that, we'll be talking about the teachers union, which is on the rise again. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.